Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by the second half of the donation by LVS. A while back I saw a creepy video from Madonna on TikTok, where she looks kind of unrecognizable. Funny enough, she's 63 years of age and still looks better than Emma Watson, in a creepy transgender, trans-Asian kind of way. Gone are the deep laugh lines around her mouth, as well as her nose with flared nostrils. She tightened the skin around her eyes too much, and now they look too small as well as her nostrils. She had the junior version of that Danny DeVito thing going on as the Penguin from Batman Returns. At most, she should have actually gotten a facelift to get rid of some wrinkles, instead of changing her face into what she thinks is an appropriate look for a young 20-something woman these days. She's starting to look more like Lord Bogdanov. For those of you unfamiliar with the Lord himself, the Bogdanov twins are known for being the worst plastic surgery disaster on the face of the earth. Here's a before and after picture of them so you know exactly what I mean. Maybe with a little bit more work, she can try and do three-way videos with these guys. But many of you guys know they're already dead, they died of COVID last year. Poor Madonna, she hit the wall so hard she became a wax figure. The TikTok video has one of her songs from 10 to 15 years ago playing in the background, which I won't play for copyright reasons. At first, looking at her earlier photos, she looked as though she was going to age gracefully instead of into Lord Bogdanov. But now she doesn't even look like herself anymore. Funny enough, the James Bond film that she was in was all about male Asian actors turning themselves into white males. Now here she is trying to turn herself into an Asian female with pigtails. There are pictures in this video from around 2011 when she was actually doing her best to keep the wall away. But the more work she's had done on her face, the more she's starting to look like a plastic surgery nightmare. She's also wearing a lacy see-through top in that TikTok video. The whole thing is really creepy, especially as she pouts her lips like a cat's butt, and even her fans are grossed out by it. They don't know what she's done to herself, and one even commented by saying, "Great, how am I supposed to close my eyes and fall asleep now?" Women have a choice to let their wrinkles stay where they lay, or to try and recapture their youth in a creepy sort of plastic surgery way. If she didn't fight nature with plastic surgery and Botox, she would end up looking a lot more like Hillary Clinton. The last photo in this video will show you exactly that. She's also dating Alamalik Williams, a 27-year-old guy. Women criticize men for leaving their older wives for newer models. And here she is, a woman, doing the exact same thing but the other way. She's been doing that whole Leonardo DiCaprio thing for most of her life. I'll discuss more about the woman that used to have Madonna's face in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Madonna getting so much plastic surgery that she looks like a virgin again. Clown World show. As I was researching for this talk, I found fans claiming that the photo was filtered because of her freckles. But I don't think so if we go by this other creepy photo in the bathtub back when COVID began. People were also creeped out by that incident as well. I know I certainly was. She was unrecognizable back then. If you saw this individual walking down the street, would you ever suspect that it was Madonna from your childhood? No way. And that would be a good thing for her if she wanted to recapture her anonymity. If the paparazzi didn't know what she looked like and she changed her address after getting plastic surgery, she could literally fake her death in a boating accident and disappear with a bunch of Bitcoin and be free from everyone and everything. But of course, she loves attention, and negative attention is better than no attention at all. So that's why I think she refuses to age semi-gracefully into obscurity and will be remembered in a weird way by her fans. She was letting herself age slowly back in 2011. Now she just looks like she's auditioning to play the role of one of the Bogdanov twins in an upcoming biopic film. I'm also sure at the age of 63 she's going to provide us with tons of material for the next 30 years or so. Her grandmother lived to the ripe old age of 99, so I can't wait to see what she's going to look like in her 90s. That's when I think we'll see her go full Bogdanov. Prince, Michael Jackson, James Dean, and Marilyn Monroe died somewhat young, and history will not remember them as withered and old. In a way, that was a blessing. They went out closer to the top looks-wise. In some ways, it's better to go out like the Highlander and to burn out instead of just fading away. If she wants to remain relevant, why doesn't Madonna just spend more time writing some new music? What's really sad is that as celebrities age, they tend to coast off their old musical hits instead of trying to hire new young writers to write new ones. If I was a semi-famous washed-up musician, I would hire dozens of writers to write my lyrics, and then get DJs like Tiesto, Armin van Buuren, and other EDM musicians to remix my lyrics and keep me relevant. It's the musical talent and past reputation that matters and not looks. I also found an article that I put in the description called Madonna Explains Why Men Her Age Simply Aren't Dateable. And here's what Madonna has to say, and I quote, "Most men my age are married with children. They're not dateable. I'm a very adventurous person and I also have a crazy life. I'm a single mother, I have 4 children. I mean, you have to be pretty open-minded and adventurous to want to step into my world. People who are older and more set in their ways are probably not as adventurous as someone younger," unquote. So being with a 60-year-old single mother means you have to be an adventurous simp. I mean, man. She also said this, and I quote, "I take care of myself. I'm in good shape. I can show you my ass when I'm 56 or 66, or even 76. She said of her revealing outfit choices, "Who's to say when I can't show my ass? It's sexism, it's ageism, and it's a kind of discrimination. I earn my stripes, bitch, I'm Madonna, and that's it," unquote. So I guess expect more of these sorts of TikTok images as she gets into her 70s and 80s. Expect the boyfriends to remain the same age in their mid-20s while she ages into oblivion. I just hope that one day they don't have an open casket funeral for her family and friends. They might not be sure if they're in the right funeral parlor or not, but I'm sure that they'll manage to just follow the scent of Botox. Even her ex-husband Guy Ritchie was 10 years younger than her, and he said he couldn't handle being Mr. Madonna. He's a creative film director and adventurous, and didn't have the energy to keep up with her hijinks. Neither did her son Rocco, who left her when he could and moved out and in with his dad. It takes some special level of love to alienate your own son, so he moves away to be with his father. Anyway, it's either Madonna goes down the Bogdanoff route with plastic surgery, or she goes down the Gene Hackman retired route. Here he is in his 90s and unrecognizable due to aging, not due to plastic surgery. People respect you more if you accept your fate and become invisible, old, and irrelevant. Plus, if you end up like Gene Hackman here, then no one will really know who you are when you're in public. And you can travel if your health holds up, and no one will bother you. You get your anonymity back. That's something that most celebrities never get back. Madonna, regardless of plastic surgery, is not about to get that opportunity. She would have had it if she wasn't on Twitter and TikTok. People probably would have just thought that she looked like some aged Korean lady. The thing about fame for a lot of people is the dopamine rush you get from it for most of your life. Fame also reveals your true nature. If you're humble and hardworking, then you just become more of that. But if you're a narcissist and attention whore, then you'll never be satisfied. Which one is Madonna? You be the judge. The 1980s are so far back, they might as well be the 1920s by now. Almost half the population today wasn't around or was too young to remember them. We think it's funny when the celebrity hits the wall. But what happens when they get to 50 or 60 and fade almost completely into obscurity? But now I'm just rambling. Madonna believes she's a sexy 60-something single mother, and no one will change her mind. As for the rest of this video, I want to briefly discuss why I think that MGTOW hasn't been growing, even though there are tons of channels like Better Bachelor and Taylor the Fiend promoting the philosophy incognito. The problem, of course, is the lack of critical thinking skills in our society today. I don't know if that's because boys are going through school indoctrination with mostly female teachers, or if it has something to do with low testosterone, because many guys are entitled and are sleepwalking their way through life these days. The blue pill simping seems to be getting stronger in the manosphere lately. More black pillars and blue pillars showing up on my videos and shaming me and telling me the purpose of life is to get laid. I don't know if they haven't had as many relationships, so they're super thirsty. Or if they're just getting married and divorced in rapid succession, which explains the low marriage rates. At least back in the day, the blue pill MRAs would tell me at least you have a point going your own way. But you'll probably come back to the plantation if conditions improve. But the new crop of young blue-pilled guys in their 20s aren't rationalizing that when men go their own way, they will return to the marriage market. Instead, they're just using shaming language and attacking us with no reason and rationality. It's like they can't understand why a man wants to stay single and avoid relationships. They can't think for themselves. It's also possible that they're younger and they just haven't experienced the wisdom that comes with age. Who knows? Part of me wonders if attention spans are also getting shorter and shorter. And as a result, guys are no longer bothering to do the thinking required to take the red pill, because it's not an instantaneous thing. I had to watch 6 or 7 hours worth of early manosphere content to finally start waking up from my blue pill slumber. I'm also thinking back in the day when I started making content, a 10-minute video was considered a short soundbite, and it wasn't intellectually stimulating enough to guys going their own way back then. It was like junk food for the brain, easily digestible and short. Stardust the Thinking Ape was criticizing me for making my videos too short, and yet here we are today, my videos are a little bit longer than his. How ironic. My, how times have changed. A lot of the most popular videos these days are nothing but YouTube shorts. How are you supposed to understand complex concepts like the deep-seated psychological games women play in only a matter of 30 seconds? It's nowhere near enough time for these ideas to properly sink into your head. So instead of thinking, guys are reverting back to feeling. They see what other guys are doing, which is getting into relationships and marriage, especially their parents, and they believe that to be the course of action that's correct, because it falls into other people's footsteps. A lot of the time I'm noticing guys posting on my videos 5 minutes after a video's released, and all they're doing is reading the title and giving me their 2 cents about that. They aren't even listening to my words. They've already made up their mind and are here to tell me that I'm wrong before even hearing my arguments. This destruction of the attention span has even hit me. I really prefer watching short 2 to 3 minute video clips from Anthony Pompliano. I'm having a hard time focusing all the way through full TV shows and movies these days. I recently started watching a channel, which I've linked in the description, called Movie Recaps. It sums up the best parts of a film in only 10 to 15 minutes, and it feels like you're watching the entire film just really fast. I remember watching films from the 1930s and 40s in film class in university, and being bored out of my mind. Now I realize that the people 80 years ago had much longer attention spans. It's just sad because if you can't focus, you can't think deeply. You can just skim the surface. The going your own way red pill requires at least 10 to 15 minutes of attention. As for Madonna, unfortunately, there's still 17 million people giving her attention on Instagram. Hopefully even that will be too much attention to give her one day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to LVS for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Madonna is a 63-year-old single mother being smashed by a 27-year-old Chad Roan. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the videos of transgendered and trans-Asian Madonna in a bathtub away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.